And now, for your listening pleasure.
Last week, I was talking about hashtag choose you. And today, I want to delve into some various different areas to help you understand what really happens when you hashtag choose you. Hi, I'm Carolyn Sanek. This is my podcast, Thrive Life, Thrive Zone. Oh, that's right. I'm a high-value woman. Let me see. What else am I? Oh, yes, an author and a life coach. Okay, let's begin with relationships. When you know what your own needs and wants are, you will build relationships that honor your wants and needs. Relationships are bound to be healthier and more open, and you will find yourself with more compassion with your loved ones when you're learning to set boundaries. Caring for yourself can have a huge effect on your mental health. When you attend to yourself, you will receive more self-awareness, which in turn can lead to a healthier mental well-being. When you hashtag choose you, your career can blossom because you will have increased focus and you will prioritize tasks that are important to you and your success. Ready to learn the simple questions that will guide you into choosing yourself? You're going to want to return to these questions. So, what do I need right now to feel supported and fulfilled? Who do I have meaningful conversations with, and what does that feel like for me? What do I need to let go of in order to show up for myself? How can I be more present and set intentions in my decision-making? This is a biggie. What boundaries do I need to set in my relationships in order to choose me? Last thing. Make a priority list and add how to celebrate when you hit your goals in life. So now, listen again and take notes. I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, high value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive Life, Thrive Zone. Thank you all so much for listening. Listen again and take notes. And that's a wrap.